You are now listening to The Griot's Black Podcast Network, Black Culture Amplified.
Hello, and welcome back to another episode of The Griot Daily, the only podcast that mixes Kool-Aid without a measuring cup. Nah, we don't need no measuring cup. We pour the sugar into the pitcher until the ancestors speak to our heart and tell us to stop. And today, you know what I want to talk about? This crazy idea that we hear about all of the time. It's called merit. Today we're going to talk about the merit myth, specifically about affirmative action. I know you've probably heard about affirmative action. You've heard about it demonized. You've heard about it being vilified by white people because, you know, it's a key element in that white replacement theory that we're going to be talking about in a few episodes. I'm Michael Harriet, world-famous white peopleologist, and this is The Griot Daily. Today, we're just going to talk about merit. Because of all the things that white America ever had and just kept out of the reach of black hands, we weren't really that concerned with money. You know, power, justice, or equality has never really been like the ultimate goal. Black people do not desire to be equal to their oppressor. And we don't expect justice from practitioners of injustice. Like, we don't think white people can just automatically manufacture justice after they've been not doing it for 400 years. It was the prospect of opportunity that got us to participate in the whole civil rights movement. We didn't want to go to school with white people. We wanted to go to the schools that gave us the best opportunity to achieve. And that was not necessarily white schools. It was the schools that we were paying for, the schools in our communities, the school that our tax dollars were funding. That's where we thought that we should be able to get our opportunity. We didn't want to sit next to white people on buses. We wanted the opportunity to sit wherever a seat was open, on a bus, on a train, or in a diner. That's what the civil rights movement was about, not like getting next to or being equal to white people. Nat Turner picked up a machete because he wanted the opportunity to breathe free. Black Lives Matter simply fights for black people's opportunity to breathe. Now, nowhere is this fact more evident than in the field of education. Education is like the real place where we see this merit myth start to take place, right? It's more than just mathematical theorems and sentence diagrams. It's about preparing for opportunity. And historically and currently, it's been kept out of the reach of black people simply because of the color of their skin. Now, there is no debate about this. The average white student attends a school that is funded at $2,226 per student more than the average majority black school. And two-thirds of black children go to majority black schools. And these aren't high poverty schools. Matter of fact, high poverty majority white schools are better funded in this country than majority black schools in majority black rich neighborhoods. I mean, it's just the fact. The education system is racist. And there's so many things that we could point to. For instance, majority black schools have smaller libraries and fewer books, right? Less technology. Kids, the smartest kids at majority black high schools, can't attend AP and international baccalaureate classes, right? Because they don't have those resources. There's so many disparities in the education system. But in this country, we believe, like, if you work hard and study and put yourself through the education system, you too can achieve. And that's what they think merit is. And lately, there's been a debate about how we correct this inequality using affirmative action that sometimes includes race-conscious admission policies. There's been this huge debate about the efforts to correct this inequality in education, specifically as it relates to affirmative action now. Harvard uses race in its admissions, right? And people refer to that as affirmative action, right? And so Asian American applicants, they sued Harvard because they said they were discriminating against Asian American applicants. And what they said was, like, we have higher SAT scores than, you know, some of the black students and some of the non-white students you let in. Now, if you're going to let those students in who are, quote unquote, lesser students than the Asian American applicants, then affirmative action is racist against Asians. Now, we're going to get to why that is some total BS, but conservatives and people who believe in reverse racism, they push that narrative, right? And then Donald Trump, like, supported it. He wanted to end affirmative action, especially in college admissions, because according to white people, that it dismantles the idea of merit and it's a form of prejudice against white people. Now, Fox News is one of the biggest opponents of affirmative action. So they always push this narrative that race-conscious admissions policies discriminate against white people. And don't trust my word. I mean, you can see for yourself.
I wonder what would be wrong with looking at bias against white students. That would be okay, right? Mm-hmm. I found the framing on this a little weird. The assumption at the beginning that this was an appalling thing. Mm-hmm. So, okay, well, if there's bias, we should investigate bias wherever it is. That's fine. If you have a civil rights division, then have a civil rights division for all, yeah, all of the humans. That's good. And then the response from the administration of, like, aha, it wasn't on behalf of white students.
The other factor that colleges don't like to talk about is affirmative action. The Supreme Court banned the use of racial quotas in admissions some years ago, but in real life, that decision meant nothing. Skin color remains a central consideration at every level of the process. The average admissions office is every bit as race conscious as any institution in the Jim Crow South and far less transparent about it.
So, the question is, are they lying? Do race-conscious admissions policies level the playing field, or do they give black students an unfair advantage over white students? Are universities trying to promote diversity and equality, or is it reverse racism? Or even worse, is this the white replacement theory and the white genocide we keep hearing about? Ooh, spoiler alert, everybody lying. Before we get into this discussion, there are four arguments that we should throw out before we begin. One, affirmative action is a quota system. Now, there are many different versions of affirmative action, but the Supreme Court has specifically outlawed the use of racial quotas in 1978, then in 2009, and then again in 2014. Institutions are allowed to use race as a factor, but setting aside a specific number of slots for black people, that ain't allowed, right? So they can't say, well, we got 100 openings, we got to give 20 of them to black people. Now, the second myth is that people of color benefit the most from affirmative action. That's not true. In almost every category, white women have been the biggest beneficiaries of affirmative action. Despite their overwhelming dislike in almost everywhere affirmative action is enacted, non-Hispanic white women see the biggest leaps in pay, employment, and college acceptance, even in cases like Harvard, which is accused of limiting the number of Asian Americans. According to the Washington Post, it is white men who fill these slots. The third myth is that race-conscious admissions is an attempt to make up for past discriminations, and that's wrong again. Colleges and universities are allowed to use race-based admission policies to create, like, diverse student bodies, but colleges and universities are allowed to use, like, race-based admissions policies. But there was the Supreme Court case, the Regents of the University of California versus Bach. And the Supreme Court ruled that colleges couldn't use affirmative action to compensate for prior discrimination. So race-based admission policies can't make up for the past. And then the fourth one is race-based admission policies mean unqualified minority students get accepted to college. Now, that's simply not true. While university might allow, like, black students with lower test scores or grades to gain entrances, colleges do not accept students who fail to meet the college's minimum qualification standards. So, like, for instance, let's say a college had to have a 1,000 SAT score to get into the college. Like, they're not letting black students in with 800 SAT scores. What they're saying is, okay, out of this pool of students who scored more than an 800 on the SAT, we're going to make sure that we have a diverse class, right? So some of those students might be Black students with a 1,050 versus a white student with an 1,100, right? The best white students, they don't have to worry about it. They're not getting kicked out of the class. It's mediocre white people, really, who complain, right?
Stay tuned for part two of our conversation on the merit myth right here on The Griot Daily.
Thank you for listening to The Griot Daily. If you liked what you heard, please give us a 5-star review, download The Griot app, subscribe to the show, and share it with everyone you know. Please email all questions, suggestions, and compliments to podcasts@thegriot.com.
You are now listening to The Griot's Black Podcast Network, Black Culture Amplified.
What's going on, everybody? Panama Jackson here, and I'm the host of the Dear Culture podcast on the Griot Black Podcast Network. And I'm telling you to check us out every Thursday on the Griot's app to make sure you get that new, amazing, original Black content, that awesome creativity. Check us out. Dear Culture, Panama Jackson, out.